Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Some people are calling it the best doubleheader night in NBA history. We'll get to that in a second. It was that good. Kalen DeBoer did his very first Hey Coach show last night, just out of nowhere. They decided to do Hey Coach with Kalen DeBoer. We've got some sound from that coming up in this show. That's coming up a little bit later on.
Can't say no, can he?
Not to the people that write big checks for you.
Yeah, can you imagine Saban and April being asked, hey, let's do a one-off. Hey, Coach.
Well, what are you doing tonight, Nick?
I don't think so, is what he would say.
We'll get to that coming up in the show here. A little trivia for you, by the way. There was one Mike Price coaching show. If you've been with the show long enough, you know we actually taped one of those the day Mike Price was introduced as the head coach at Alabama, and I was the host of that.
It never aired, though, right?
Never aired, and I don't know if it exists anywhere in America. I don't know if it's in a closet somewhere or what. I would love to see it.
Do you remember anything about it?
I do. I remember sitting in oversized chairs like we were some dukes in England. They were big chairs in the Mal Moore building.
Dukes.
They were high-back chairs, so they were over the top of me. And I remember we got him on the dry erase board. He drew up some plays. And I remember it was a pretty boring show.
He drew up plays
on a dry erase board.
Was this the, hey, look, everybody's worried about this offense you're going to run. Can you just show us you actually know football?
Oh, they were actually like, wide open offense. It was just in the Rose Bowl. What are you bringing? Because who was this off? This was after Franchione. Is that what it was?
It was coming off Fran.
I mean, Patrick says probably in the basement of Bryant Museum. Does the Bryant Museum have a basement?
I don't know if they've got a basement.
Yeah.
So it's buried under the Bryant Museum.
Yeah.
Somebody, he was supposed to be a jovial, like really nice, energetic guy was doing like cannonballs at the aquatic center.
Yeah. I think he was, but I mean, just think about it. He had done the Rose Bowl, or was he announced before the Rose Bowl and then went and coached the Rose Bowl? I can't forget now, but he's overwhelmed. He's done that big news conference.
He was announced before the Rose Bowl because they talked about it during the broadcast.
Yeah, yeah. He was jovial, says Patrick. Is that ever a compliment, if you're jovial?
It means you're fat.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was about to say.
You're fat and you like to laugh.
You're never
typically drink.
You're never in shape if you're jovial, right? Yeah. You got those red cheeks.
Now, I would say it's almost like, okay, I'll think about going on a date with her. What does she look like? She's got a great personality.
Yeah.
Is he good-looking guy? He's jovial.
Jovial. Jim's a jovial guy.
If you say he's jovial, I mean, I immediately think of a chunky guy that likes to have fun.
That's right. Yeah. He'll drink a cocktail.
Yeah. I don't remember Mike Price being super chunky, though. So jovial.
He was pretty thick.
Dude was in his 60s, right?
I think he was pretty husky.
I think he matched me in this
area. Do you call yourself chunky?
Do I?
Yeah.
Other people do.
He was bigger than Dunaway.
Pull up a picture of Mike Price, Rockstar.
Not the UTEP days.
Just do Mike Price.
I would do Washington State.
Wait. Don't overpass that. That was sort of a compliment from LT.
What was it? I missed it.
I just said Dunaway's not nearly as big as Mike Price.
Yeah.
We all remember different Mike Prices.
Yeah. And on a Tuesday, I'll take that.
Hey, the fifth one over. Yeah, that one too, right there.
Well, I mean, he's wearing a ill-fitting.
But his head's proportional with it.
You can tell.
Good Lord, at the pop-ups you get at AL.com.
You can tell.
I mean, you can't even go there.
You really can't. So is that him dancing at practice? I forgot that part.
I think he's dancing. He's snapping fingers.
Rockstar, the pop-ups on that site are insane.
I can't go there much anymore.
I mean, really?
Yeah. All right. Mike Price.
That whistle just dangling.
And he's snapping his fingers.
He is.
Like, is he swaying left or right?
Yes.
Glenn Miller stuff's good.
You talking about, like, it seems at time, and I think Kalen DeBoer is a very intelligent guy, but it seems at times that he doesn't understand the magnitude of this job.
Well, he said he said he did with us the other day that he had been warned and he's already done the old, I tried to go to Walgreens late at night and couldn't do it. I mean, that should tell you, like, I always heard the story of Mike Price, which doesn't really make sense now since he was coaching the Rose Bowl. But he had gotten the Alabama job and he went Christmas shopping at the Galleria. So maybe he had spent some time in Tuscaloosa, I don't know. But he went Christmas shopping at the Galleria and got swamped. And he was like, what the crap is going on here? And somebody said, Mike, you're now the most recognizable guy in the state of Alabama. You can't go Christmas shopping.
I just remember Young Reed was in school in Tuscaloosa then, and he would give me updates all the time. He was on the strip again.
Oh, yeah.
He was
with
somebody's cell phone leaving a dad a voicemail. Yeah. I mean, he just didn't realize because, again, the true story, that golf tournament in Pensacola, we know a guy that called him back and said, hey, look, I can come take care of all the charges. Nobody's ever going to know this. And he's like, nah, it's not that big of a deal.
Yep. Yeah. Oh,
Turns out it was a big deal. Needed to let, what was that HBO show, The Cleaner, that would come clean things up for you?
You're talking Ray Donovan Showtime?
Ray Donovan Showtime.
You're close, man. Yeah.
I was that close.
The Cleaner.
Jim Dunaway.
That's about some lady that cleans buildings.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, Rockstar. There is Forrester and Lunsford. Tyler is back there working in the back room as well. Taylor Korn, Emily Grace in the command center. Everyone else up here, Tim Melton, settling in to get you ready for the meltdown coming up at 2 o'clock. Taylor Korn's got another Uncorked coming up soon. Like and subscribe everything, including War Dam Pods and Roll Tide Pods on our Disrupt the Media site.
By the way, I tried Arrested Development, and I not only went pilot, I went episode 2, and I couldn't do it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I shut it down with about 10 minutes to go in the second episode.
So many laugh-out-loud moments and such good characters.
I did not laugh out loud
hilarious
one time.
Hilarious show.
But, I mean, it just didn't hit for me. I mean, everybody swears by it. But yeah,
nobody gets beheaded.
Give me what you didn't like about it later in
nobody
the show.
Nobody got beheaded and curbed. That's what it is.
There are no subtitles.
The big lead, though, today before we get to the NBA playoffs locally is the portal continues to churn. And I think, am I wrong about this? I know the football people tell me these were big needs for Auburn. But I watched Auburn last year, and I was always worried about the offense. I was never worried about the defense. Defense seemed to hold up.
Yeah, defense had one bad play.
One bad play, but they had Alabama on the ropes.
At least it doesn't haunt Hugh Freeze. He brought it up to us.
It's like Lincoln had one bad moment at the play.
Lincoln also had one bad play, yes.
Until one DB that was holding Brock Bowers in check got hurt. They were holding Georgia, had Georgia on the ropes, two really good teams on the ropes. I never thought defense, but they lose some people. A couple names you may hear called in the NFL draft. So they've been working on that defensive line. And on the edge, and yesterday, after bringing in Blighty from Indiana the day before, they bring in two more guys on the front seven of the defense. They go on the edge, Keyron Crawford from Arkansas State. He's coming up. Big numbers there. And then 315-pound defensive lineman Isaiah Rakes. This was a big A&M guy, Rakes was. He went to USC in the portal. Only spent the spring there and said, I'm out. And he's to Auburn now. So he's one of those guys that will double transfer before he plays another football game again. But at 315, 6'1", that means he is a little fire hydrant of a guy. He can plant up and hold down some real estate at Jordan-Hare.
Yeah, look, that is a guy, DeAnton Lynn, the new defense coordinator at USC. They wanted this guy. And I don't know what happened. I guess same thing with Caden Proctor. I guess you get somewhere and you don't feel it. You're only there a couple of months and it just doesn't feel like a comfortable place for you. But this is a good get for Auburn.
I want to go back to Keyron Crawford. I don't know Keyron Crawford, excuse me. I don't know that this is that crazy of a stat, but it's not a stat I've studied, so it feels crazy to me. He had 44 tackles, 10 and a half tackles for losses. One quarter of his tackles were tackles for losses. That seems extraordinarily high to me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He's a
gap shooter.
Yeah, I mean, when a quarter of your tackles are in the backfield, that's pretty good. He didn't even lead their team. They had a lot of tackles for losses. But 10 and a half out of 44 tackles were in the backfield.
Well, and they can use this. I agree with you. When you watched Auburn, it didn't seem like the defense was the problem, but they gave up the fourth most rushing yards in the SEC. They were middle of the pack, seventh in sacks. So there's a lot of work to do on that side of the ball.
That's why the front seven is so important in getting some depth, maybe some guys who will contribute and start there when they show up on camp. But That seems to be where the priority has been in this portal so far for Hugh Freeze. And he said last night on social media, not done yet. Not done yet. So they're still working the portal. A lot of talent still out there.
Now, Chris H. says that is one way around the SEC to SEC transfer deadline. So let's revisit that.
Yeah.
So,
I see what you said there.
Yeah. Now, I hadn't even thought of it.
Ole Miss to USC, USC to Auburn.
Now, you got to plan way ahead to do this. I mean, in theory, you could just use your first portal to the SEC school.
Yeah.
I mean, but because the deadline only exists in this late portal with this 15-day portal window. So why would you not have just gone to Auburn straight from Ole Miss? But
if you're doing that, do you just not show up for practice at SC?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But
USC's not a bad place to go, though.
Right. It's on somebody else's staff. He's on the beach. Where in the hell is Isaiah?
Actually, he's in Auburn now.
I mean, can we start you doing some Auburn to Hawaii to Ole Miss or something like that?
I mean, yeah. I think this is something you got to watch out, though. Something I have never thought of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
makes sense,
but
you're right.
But you would have just used the first transfer to Auburn instead of doing that. But it is a bit of a loophole because this kid was at Ole Miss just a matter of months ago, right? I mean, and that, I think that is probably what they're trying to protect there. But you would have to plan way ahead, and I don't know. I don't think that was the intent there. No. I just think he must have gotten to USC and didn't like it for whatever reason, Lance. Because to your point, it appeared USC really wanted this kid.
Yeah, LA ain't for everybody.
Yeah, it is not.
I would agree.
And you can get out there, and again, we see this happen all the time. You end up with some broken NIL promises, or you get out there and all of a sudden you were told in the recruiting process you may be one or two on the depth chart. You get there and you look around, you end up thinking you're fourth or fifth, and I'm not going to sit here on the bench. Let me go somewhere and play. So you never know why guys end up leaving. And one more guy before we get to what was a crazy night in the NBA as well. Jack State defensive lineman Chris Hardy, who was one of the best in their league, helped them transition really well. He is in the portal, went in yesterday. Again, you got 7 more days of this portal open. You don't have to commit before April the 30th. You just have to be in the portal before April the 30th. This kid, you saw him play several times, Brown. He's at your old school.
Yeah.
He's got some skill, and it'll be interesting to see if anybody needs help on the defensive line if he ends up there.
Well, first team All-Conference, Conference USA, one of the leading tacklers for Jacksonville State, really, really good player, disruptor, a guy that, again, we talk tackles for losses. I mean, that's what he does. So, I will be interested to see what the market is for this kid. I don't know about you guys. I'm trying to remember when the Jack State spring game was. I mean, this guy's had some time to get in the portal and just now hit. So, I mean,
I don't remember the Jacks. What do they call that?
J-Day.
J-Day?
I don't know what they call that.
I mean, they may.
They may. Here, I'll look it up. But don't you guys, when you see like this out of the blue late in the portal, you're like, what if somebody contacted him?
You think so, Brownie?
That's just kind of what you wonder, right? And yeah, I hate to even say that.
No, but he's chilling. He's all conference.
Yeah.
You can get drafted from Jack State. You can get drafted from anywhere. So he's sitting there, and all of a sudden, hey, what's up?
Yeah. All right. The spring game was Friday. So to his defense, Jacksonville State spring game was Friday.
Was just this last Friday?
Just this past Friday.
Well, you were making it sound like it was in March.
No, I said I don't remember when it was.
There is a situation that would get you off the couch when you're really comfortable, right?
Yeah. It takes a good one for me.
The late John Ed Willoughby told me a story about he had been dying to meet Bear Bryant. And I forgot which one of his friends. It might have been Doug Layton. Might have been Tommy Charles back in the day. But he said he got a call. He was in bed. He said, hey, if you want to come down, we're at the old Michael's Steakhouse downtown. And then he said it was like, 11:30, midnight. And he said he got out of bed, went down and met him.
I would have done it.
So I'm just saying, you get a call on the couch at Jack State, you get an opportunity like this.
I would have done it. If Bear wasn't there, if Willoughby had called me and said,
Brie Chicken Fry, you would have gotten off the couch,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Maggie and I had a conversation about that.
Did she know about your... your intrigue with Bree Chicken
Your
Fry
affinity
before this?
For
she's a realist. She knows.
She tell you to wear that hat.
This is a good hat.
No, I'm not talking about that hat. I'm talking about, you remember the, what was the hat that you had on? We picked you up one night.
The
fedora.
The fedora.
She was like, keep that on and women will not talk to you.
Yeah. No, she's not worried because, Bree, But this is the conversation that was happening the other day. And you see the smile? She was very intrigued, nice. I didn't want to paint it yesterday that she was in any way mean. We totally ambushed her.
Now, I do see her right hand is fumbling for something in her purse.
Yeah. That's a mace can.
Yeah. It's a pistole is what that is.
I will quickly say, though, I don't know that Chris Hardy, again, 16 tackles for losses. I mean, this guy,
that's
pretty dang good in a single season. I don't know that this guy was tampered with in any way. I'm not trying to suggest that. And now that I know the timing of two things, number one, college is coming to a close. So seniors are taking finals now. So, you know, you're close to being finished with semester, which is the idea for this transfer portal window, because players are finishing up their academic, you know, requirements at their current school. So they can start to look ahead now. And number two, a spring game was just Friday.
Yeah.
But man, you go all the way through spring in the spring game and then hit the portal. That just, if I'm a coach, and we talked about this with Lane Kiffin, it's one of the reasons maybe Lane did the spring game the way he did it, so guys don't get good film on tape for people to see.
Yeah, and Royal Payne's right. I know tampering can be annoying, but at the same time, a lot of these players at a JSU and a level like that probably like knowing if and where there are opportunities before they just go to the portal and hoping for the best. And,
yeah.
You know, to be fair for the kids, why would I have to jump into the portal just to find out if anybody wants me?
Well, and that's a shot to Rich Rodriguez and the rest of the staff. Like,
that's right.
You know, it's not good enough here. Those guys understand if you get another opportunity. But, yeah, I think I would stay where I'm comfortable. And if somebody tampers with me, then we can have a conversation.
But you have to also understand that that's part of the reason a kid can hit the portal but still go back to the school he's in. It's almost like Mark Sears right now. He can enter the NBA draft. He can get all the feedback he wants, and then he can go back to Alabama if he doesn't like that feedback. You can do the same thing in the transfer portal.
You can.
It's why you don't see coaches kill kids all the time for doing it.
But doesn't it feel a little different? I'm testing the waters in the NBA.
Oh, no, it completely feels different.
But if I'm in the portal, then
I'm testing waters at maybe my rival.
Yeah, yes. I may want to date somebody else.
That's right.
But if nobody else wants me, I'm going to come back and date you. That doesn't seem right. Tell us about Indy Racing coming to Barber. Joe by there, they're putting up signage ready for the Indy World to come on their way to the 500 in Indianapolis, swinging through Birmingham.
Yeah, we are going to be out there Friday, by the way, doing a specialty show, 3 o'clock. The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham. It is April 26th through the 28th. Fastest IndyCar drivers of the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, put their skills to the test with one goal in mind. That is victory. Country music superstar Riley Green is the Grand Marshal. He'll give the most iconic command in racing. Start your engines. It is the Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by AmFirst at Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast, so get yours now.
Okay, we're at Barber Motorsports Park Friday. Thursday, we're at Twin Peaks over in Hoover near the Galleria for an NFL draft party. We'll be out there a little after 4 o'clock, setting up for a 4:30 live show on our video platforms, and then hanging out a little bit and getting ready for the draft. A lot of draft conversation later in the show today and throughout the rest of the week leading into Thursday night as we get ready for a lot of fun there. But last night, and I know some of you don't like the NBA. Some of you only like it during the playoffs. It is a better game in the playoffs. And last night, Ernie Johnson's the guy that said this, and he, with Chuck and the guys, watch a lot of NBA basketball. He said it was the best doubleheader night in the NBA that he could remember, So maybe it wasn't the best doubleheader night ever, but you had two virtual buzzer beaters. You had two big comebacks. You had controversy in both games. Where do you want to start? You want to start with the late game that had me up until midnight, or you want to start with the early game?
Yeah, let's start with the late game. Okay. And just for the record now, home teams are 11-0.
Yeah.
And we've always said
11-0.
Yeah, I mean, in seven-game series, it's not a series until a road team wins a game. And two great opportunities, especially for the Lakers.
They were up 20 in the second half.
Up 15 and a half.
So usually when you're down 20 and a half in the second half, the other coach at that point can make a decision. Are we going to try to make a comeback here, or am I going to rest some starters here and we're just going to take the blowout and go? But when you're at home, it feels a little different.
Yeah, and for whatever, 20 and a quarter is a big deal, but 20 and a half, you can make that up. I mean, the NBA is just, it's crazy like this. See 20-point leads evaporate all the time. But this is one of the Lakers, when you've got Anthony Davis playing at the level he was playing last night, when you've got LeBron, D'Angelo Russell hit a career-high 7 postseason threes, that's a game you got to close out.
Well, and you got LeBron with a wide open look for the win, potentially. Obviously, Denver would have gotten the ball back. But Lance, I mean, a wide open look. And really, Of everybody on the court, the only other guy you can make an argument you'd want to take it was D'Angelo Russell last night because he was on fire, 7 of 11 behind the arc. But you got LeBron a wide-open look, and, I mean, that's really all you can ask for, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, more so how the Lakers defensively let this thing slip away. I mean, Jokic was incredible again with another triple-double. Jamal Murray was awful to begin the game.
He wasn't on that last shot.
Yeah, he found it.
No.
Hey, how did AD? I thought AD had it blocked.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a wingspan. I mean, AD's wingspan is probably 7'6", if I'm guessing. Yeah.
But even then, you go to overtime. I do not like you in overtime. As you know, it's where underdogs go to die.
No, yeah, and that's the thing. If you've got the Lakers, you know, plus the 7, you didn't want that thing to go to overtime last night. But that's just it. It's heartbreaking because now the Lakers, and I know coming into this series, LeBron was like, we don't care what's happened in the past. But it's been 495 days since the Lakers beat Denver. They have lost 10 straight to the Nuggets.
And that was your chance.
That was chance.
Yeah, that was chance. You go back to crypto.com 1-1, and it's anybody's series.
They'll win one or two, maybe. I think this thing probably goes six, but you've got no shot at winning the series now.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, that was your chance to win the series. That you cannot, as an underdog, as you know, a 7 or an 8 seed in that situation, you cannot let that get past you. You got a chance to win a game on the road, and you're up 20.
Yep.
That's the way you lose a series.
Worse than blowing a 20-point lead in the second half is blowing a 5-point lead with 47 seconds left to play in the game.
I mean, they melted.
And that's what the 76ers did, and I went back and watched it. I think it was in a 15-second span, they blew a 5-point lead by 6 points coming from the Knicks, and they beat the 76ers last night. And who coaches the Sixers? Is it Nick Nurse?
Nick Nurse is...
Who's the Sixers? Whoever the Sixers coach is.
Yeah, it's Nick Nurse.
Yeah, he's complaining that twice,
I
called timeouts, and the ref's looking right at me. He didn't give me a timeout when they turned the ball back over and the Knicks hit the big shot. Dude, you watch it, and you've got one finger in your hand, and you're doing this. You're doing this right here. You're going to gripe if you don't want the timeout. And I call you for a timeout. You got to give me a timeout call.
I'm on the court.
You can't be doing this.
Yes. Got to be animated. Nick Nurse, hell of a coach, won a championship with the Raptors. But you've got the best player on the floor, not even close, in Embiid. And he has a monster game, but you can't close a deal. And how that got away from him. And this is a shorthanded Knicks team. Everybody's talking about can Philadelphia win with a banged up Embiid? Embiid's just always going to be hurt. I mean, even being hurt last night, he plays through it 34-10, but to blow a 5-point lead, not only blow a 5-point lead, but to lose by three. So to give up, go on an 8-0 run with 47 seconds left, that's just a heartbreaking loss. Because coming in, I didn't think the Lakers had really a shot against the Nuggets. I thought Philadelphia would win this series, but last night, don't think it happens now.
Yeah, it felt like Dante DiVincenzo got like 6 looks at a three there. I don't know how many actually
he got
shot.
Two wide open ones.
Yeah, and he finally hit one, but I'm like, God, Philadelphia just, I mean, you got to be able to close out and defend that, right? I mean, the guy just keeps getting look after look after look.
Cleveland also won last night, 3 more games tonight. Home team's trying to go 2-0 again tonight. Phoenix at Minnesota starts you on TNT. Dallas and the Clippers end you on TNT. In the middle on NBA TV at 7, you get Indianapolis and Milwaukee. I think Little T hit a parlay last night at mybookie.ag. You see the logo up there, promo code next round. I think she hit a little 6-teamer, 5-teamer, 6-player, whatever it was. She was red hot last night. You can be a part of that as well, mybookie.ag. All right, when we come back, we'll let you hear a little bit of what went on with Hey Coach last night for you Alabama fans over there. If you missed it, Kalen DeBoer, and they had a little show last night on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. And then later on, basketball conversations as somebody lets something slip on a live Instagram show. Always really good. And we'll talk NFL draft on the show, Clay Travis. Later, Bruce Feldman. He's got a big college football to NFL story at The Athletic. We'll talk to him in the final hour of the show coming up at 11 Central. Show being brought to you in part by our friends at Hemp Hill Services. Heating, cooling. Had to use both of them last couple of days. Little heating,
overnight,
cool in the afternoon.
Yeah, Trusted and Birmingham's Trust since 1954 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Whether you experience plumbing, heating, or cooling in your home or business, they are ready to serve you. Call Adam, Chad, Andrew, the guys there, 205-229-2090. Hard to stop a train. For more information, hemphillservices.com.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923.
You have all heard of Red Wing Shoes, but what is Red Wing Shoes? It's the place where men buy boots, plain and simple. Who are Red Wing's customers? They are construction workers, warehouse employees, college students, the guy that fixes your AC, the guy at the end of the bar, the IT guy. Red Wing is a father, Red Wing is a son, Red Wing is a cult following shared by all men. A classic, comfortable pair of cool boots with a story to tell. What's your Red Wing story? Red Wing Shoe Stores, located in Pelham and Trussville.
This hour of the next round is presented by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Now featuring 7 days of giveaways with your chance to win a share of up to $125,000. The more you visit the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, the more chances you have to win.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
Birmingham's favorite lawn party returns to Greystone for the Regents Tradition May 8th through 12th. Watch the Legends of the Game at Greystone and check out the Celebrity Pro-Am featuring Charles Barkley, Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, Hugh Freeze, and country superstar Riley Green. Enjoy the fun in the sun at the White Claw Watering Hole and Casamigos Club, and don't miss the food trucks and the Friday concert featuring the Black Jacket Symphony. The Regents Tradition. Buy your tickets today.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
The wait is over. Tonale has arrived. Beautifully distinctive Italian styling and performance. Come test drive the all-new 2024 Alfa Romeo Tonale plug-in hybrid at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. The all-new Tonale offers best-in-class horsepower and torque. Fastest 0 to 60 times in its class. Plus best-in-class range with full electric charge. And best of all, qualified Tonale lessees are eligible for up to $7,500 EV tax credit factored into your lease. Hurry down to Alfa Romeo of Birmingham and experience the all-new Tonale.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gym by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
So it's never really a never really crazy when you want to let stuff leak out before they're supposed to be reported. It's no surprise because Ryland Griffin has been projected to Kansas since he left Alabama. Problem is it hasn't been announced that he's at Kansas yet. And you know, on the way to the bank, sometimes things happen. For instance, there's still a big name out there that could prevent Ryland going to Kansas. I guess there's a couple of big portal guys out there that could still end up at Kansas on the perimeter that maybe is more attractive to Kansas. Who's the one kid?
Well, I tell you, if you're Ryland Griffin, though.
The Bria kid from Dayton.
He's still out there. Yeah,
he's out there. Kansas.
He's the one that makes half his threes.
Only blue bloods. And Kansas is one of the blue bloods out there. If they've only got one spot open, Bria or Ryland Griffin, I don't know who you'd want. I'm a Ryland Griffin guy. But last night on Instagram Live,
I want the guy that hits half his threes, to be honest with you.
But does he play defense? Ryland Griffin does. Yeah. He's both ends of the floor.
You know, I can swallow some bad defense if you go 50% from beyond the arc.
Sam Walters doing an Instagram Live talking about his commitment to Michigan. And Ryland gets on there and asks, what's your goals for next year? And he says, I just want to help Kansas beat Michigan and hold Ryland Griffin to 0 points.
Michigan beat Kansas.
I want to help Michigan beat Kansas and hold Ryland Griffin to 0 points.
Sounds like Ryland's going to.
It sounds like Ryland's going to Kansas,
or at least Ryland thinks Ryland's going.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was, and I was looking at the portal yesterday, and it was, you know, no destination yet for Ryland Griffin, which makes no sense because you're leaving a Final Four program. Unless this is just, I don't, I mean, it's confusing to me.
You think Bill Self has him on hold? Is that what you think?
Oh,
until he sees what happens with the kid from Dayton?
I don't know. I hope Ryland knows, but as you see.
If you're Ryland Griffin, I mean, if you want to go to Kansas, you're probably willing to take that, right? I'll wait and see what happens.
But what happens if you don't?
Well, you hope you, I mean, right now Michigan's taking everybody. So I guess you could play at Michigan. I mean, they just got the kid from FAU that is following Dusty May now. He's going to Michigan.
Mentioned that yesterday. He got six guys in 72 hours, to your point.
Yeah, Trey Donaldson is going up there. Sam Walters is going up there. Like, I think Dusty May will take anybody right now.
They're expecting Golden from FAU to follow him from FAU.
That's what I'm talking about. That's who went today.
I thought you were talking about
No.
The Vlad Golden kid.
Yeah.
The big guy in the middle. Yeah. So he's official now?
Yeah. I'll
the other FAU kid, the Martin kid's going to Florida.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think you can find a program that hasn't taken at least three transfer portal guys in already.
Excuse me, it is Lorenzo Kaysen.
Okay.
Is the kid that is going.
Yeah, they got 7 in 72 hours in Golden. Yep. The big kid is expected to go as well to Michigan.
So, I mean, Michigan has taken everybody. So, I think if you're Ryland Griffin, you're not stuck. I mean, in theory, the way the portal works, you could come back to Alabama. It feels like a lot of water has gone under the bridge there. I just don't know.
I was going to say, you're not stuck. He'll find a landing spot. But the problem is, I mean, what are your
is it going to be better than
goals?
It's like, not going to be better than Alabama or Kansas in all likelihood if Kansas says no, right?
Yeah. Usually, when we start talking about something like that, it's usually where the dam breaks, and the Kansas announcement will come probably before 9:35.
Right.
In the next 4 minutes.
That's probably so.
We'll find that out. Show brought to you by JohnsonRVCenter.com. JohnsonRVCenter.com to Alabama football after Brownie tells us about those great guys.
I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur. Always online at JohnstonRVCenter.com. They have repriced their entire lot, both lots, and they're so confident that they've got the best price in America, they will beat any price you bring them, and that is a nationwide guarantee. Bring them a price, they'll beat it on a comparable RV. Also, RV Warranty Forever gives you a lifetime warranty on anything you are qualifying used. See it for yourself. I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur. Always online, JohnstonRVCenter.com.
All right, so history will show that Chris Stewart was not there for the first Hey Coach with Kalen DeBoer.
Where's Chris? What the crap?
I don't know where our buddy Chris was, but Roger Hoover setting in last night on Hey Coach. Tom Seip, Hey Coach number one with Alabama football coach Kalen DeBoer, ready to kick off Alabama football on the Crimson Tide Network. That's from our buddy Tom Stipe with that down-the-line picture of Rip Baumhauer's in Tuscaloosa. Roger's the guy sitting in the middle. And really, you know, from what I could tell, not a whole lot of different stuff being said on there. But according to the chat and the internet, Kalen did get the first question from Pee-wee last night. So he had his introduction to Pee-wee.
Pee-wee told him they weren't throwing the tight end enough in the spring game or something like that, I'm sure.
And then Kalen talked to the Crimson Tide Sports Network last night about the returning offensive players and the new system. Here's how it played out last night.
So we just got to see the Crimson Tide in spring football. We saw the offense, of course, played well. Sticking with the offense for a moment, how'd you like how the returning players started to adapt to your system as spring went along?
Yeah, they were from day one. It seemed like they were very eager just to really, you know, dive into this and figure out the nuances, understand, of course, the foundation of what we were asking them to do. But they've never flinched, you know, just embraced everything we've thrown at them. You know, it showed their progress that they're making. We still have a long ways to go. You know, there's a lot of things we've just scratched the surface on, and execution's going to be at a premium when you face teams that are super talented. You got to be able to play fast. And so this summer is going to be really important. Fall camp's going to be important. That's another two more times where they get to have the install. And, you know, I think it seems like they've been just so receptive. And so I'm expecting that improvement to continue to happen.
Those shades of crimson couldn't be any different.
They really couldn't. I was looking at that one. Rogers looks a little purple.
I mean, his looks like Mississippi State gear.
Yeah, I think Kalen DeBoer's is a, you know what? That's going to be Tommy Bahama. That's going to be Tommy
DeBoer's
Bahama.
Tommy Bahama?
Yep.
I mean, I like DeBoer's shade better.
Yeah, I don't know if either one of them are the official Crimson.
Yeah. But, I mean, at some point, we got to dial this thing in.
Well, it's all over the board.
I mean, it seems like they had it dialed in forever.
For 17 years at least.
Yeah. I mean, the grass sucks. Can't get your colors
Crimson's
right.
Crimson's falling apart.
And just real quick at the end, Rockstar, there's and no knock on Roger here because you got that headset on. You don't want to flip it up or not. But there is no way you go to a straw drinking on camera and it ever looks good.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, I've done it.
I've done this before. I've gone.
Yeah.
Trying to find the straw with my mouth while watching someone talk. But watch this. There is no cool points.
Well, I mean,
when you go to a straw.
Roger needs the water.
Yep.
And like you said, we wear those headsets all the time on the road. You can't do a normal drink with it.
Yep.
So it's either pop that thing up and drink or use a straw.
You always look like you're really creepy listening to somebody when you're sucking out of a straw. When you're like.
You know, a lot of people use the straw.
I'm not a straw guy.
A lot of people use it to avoid putting lips on a cup, which makes no sense because you already drink the liquid from the cup.
Yeah. Plus, I like building up my immune system, as you saw in our social media. And by the way, that was on Little T. I've caught more heat, not about the breathing. I've caught more heat about eating that guy's hamburger than anything else. There was a piece of video. And Taylor behind the camera. Taylor gets me in more trouble.
Does she?
She'll be the end of me.
Little T's fault.
But we're talking to this guy who had a crazy sticker on his shirt. And we're talking to him. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the end, I'm about to walk back. You can see on the video, I'm about to hand Taylor the. She's like, take a bite of his hamburger. And I went.
How many Bud Lights deep was she then?
I don't know.
How many Bud Lights deep was the dude with the burger? Had he already taken a bite?
Oh, my God. So I take the hamburger out. No, it was fresh. He had not taken a bite out of it, but he was holding it with his hands.
His grubby paws?
Oh, if he hadn't taken a bite, what's the big deal?
So I take a bite.
You don't think the employees were pawing that thing?
It's a big deal for him now.
Yeah,
no doubt.
And then he walks back, and I'm watching over my shoulder. He walks back to his buddies, and I was going to see if he tossed it in the trash can, because I would have in his situation. And he starts eating it. I was like, okay, there you go, dude.
A straw does not give me enough volume. I like volume when I'm drinking.
I like the mixture with the ice.
The straw just doesn't give me enough volume.
So our friend Pete Flack at Hamburger Heaven, they've got the big volume straw for the milkshake.
Oh, yeah. You got to go that route for a milkshake for sure. Yeah. But, I never started thinking about this until COVID. Like, this happened before COVID, but it just never occurred to me. And now it's all I can think about at a restaurant. And can I borrow your drink real quick? I won't touch the box drinking. But like when the server brings the drink to your table and they grab it where I'm going to drink and they set it down, they did that all the time before COVID, but I never really started thinking about it before COVID. And now it's all I can see. So when the server comes to the table and they grab it and set it down, I'm like.
Do you remember when we were hosts at Texas Roadhouse? We had to go and do like a celebrity waiter thing.
That's been forever ago.
The waitress I was with, the first time she said, can you take water to that table? And I did that. And she goes, no. Yeah. Do not hold them like that. You got to hold them from the bottom because people will freak out because that's where their lips are going.
I was like, Never thought about it.
Oh, I think about it all the time.
I do now.
And then like a server will come over and your fries are kind of, and they'll use their hand. Don't touch my fries.
But I've had to get past that lens because I'm like, where has that cup been before it gets to my table?
I mean, back of the house, you get in the kitchen, things you see back there.
My server's fingers might be the cleanest thing that have touched this cup since it came out of the dishwasher.
Don't worry about it. I immune system. Let's go. Fight.
But that's my problem is I don't want to use a straw, but when the server comes, and now listen, I'm going to go book my cover, but some of it depends on what the server looks like too, right?
Yep.
I mean, if he or she looks like they hadn't had a shower in a couple of days, I'm going to be a little more in tune. Yeah. Now, if they look like,
I really start worrying if their fingernails look like they could start, if they're trying to get into Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, or if they got that cocaine fingernail. Yeah.
I can take or leave a straw, but if I go through a drive-thru and it's already like pre-packed and you hand me the cup with the straw, I'm going to use, do you take the top off?
I take the lid off and drink out of the cup.
See, I never do, because you're looking at. You're looking at that thing spilling all over, especially if you're driving around.
I know. When I go in the convenience
store. I get no lids when I leave.
Yeah, when I go in the convenience store and do the Diet Coke fountain, I don't get a lid or straw. I just bring it out. I just want to drink it.
What about when you get ice mixture?
What about when you get an icy?
Is that different? I rarely do that, but if I did, I would use a straw.
Yeah, you got to use a straw there. You got to use a straw for milkshake. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Frosty, that's the crappy part on a Frosty.
You can't use.
I know. You got to use a spoon on a Frosty. Uh-oh. That's hard when you're driving.
But I don't mind that if I'm stationary.
Yeah, but if I'm driving, it's hard to eat a Frosty. And I like a Frosty.
Well, I kill a Frosty right now.
Frosties are so
good.
Did
y'all get didn't they have the orange, what was it called? The
orange
creamsicle?
Yeah,
creamsicle. Was it good?
I didn't have it. They were giving us little things all day.
That's like what I was about to say.
Frosties for a year.
They weren't there, and Little T and I don't know if Rockstar got excited, but I know Little T got excited. And EG, they had keychains that if you walked up to the Wendy's display in the infield there, you get a free Frosty for a year with that keychain.
Dang.
Oh, damn.
As many as you want for a year.
That's a deal right there.
I don't think it's as many as you want. I probably just like one a day.
Yeah, when they say a year supply, it's one per
week. How do they check that, though?
Well, I'm sure when you do the keychain thing, you have to scan it.
There
wasn't
a little barcode. It was a little Talladega logo thing with the Wendy's.
Are you serious?
A little teeny tiny keychain. I don't know how.
You know what they're gambling on.
But it did say like June 2024.
This guy will get tired of Frosties. Yeah, he's not going to wear us out.
Well, I've said this before.
Or he's going to die from drinking too many.
Two, yeah.
I've said this for 14, somewhere over the last 14 years. But when I worked in Lexington, and maybe you can find it on the internet, Rockstar. Maybe we've tried this before and we couldn't find it. But WLEX meteorologist Frosty Diet. Like he made it on 60 Minutes or some national magazine or something. When I first got there,
I thought you were gonna tell me his name was Frosty the way you said that
every
up.
Day he was
drinking a Frosty.
He was drinking a Frosty at lunch.
And he lost weight?
And he had a Frosty Diet that he lost weight on. He got
zero
some national.
You know what he got none of? Nutrition.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see. So was it three Frosties a day?
I don't know what all he did, but Brian his name? I can't remember.
So, you know, we got our buddy Clay coming up in 20 minutes. And the first time I ever heard Clay, and I didn't put it together, it's kind of weird. Like, so I heard him on the Morning Express.
With Matt and Scott?
Yeah. And he was living in the Virgin Islands, and they didn't have DirecTV down there, so he couldn't watch Titans. And so he went on that pudding diet.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, he did a pudding diet revolt, basically.
Yeah.
It was not a starvation diet. It was a pudding diet.
And then another time, I was randomly at a Monday Night Football game at Nissan Stadium. Yeah. And he is the guy that fielded a punt and walked off with a Mountaineer. The keys worked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I didn't realize it was Clay. So, I mean, I two times before I finally met Clay, I had no idea that he was in those situations.
Rockstar Fox 6 news anchor Jonathan Hardison says Brian Collins is the guy's name.
Brian Collins. I thought it was Brian.
Yeah. Brian Collins, Frosty Diet.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
I don't know. Hardison said Dunaway, he went from LEX to KYT, so he made the old end market jump, which is fairly rare.
Well,
It's happened here.
Named Spans bounced around a couple of times.
It's happened here.
Yeah. I think he's touched three of the four stations here in town.
I don't know how you could cast stones.
Well, I've only done two.
That's true.
With an occasional appearance on the third.
Did you ever have an opportunity to go to the third?
Never had a chance to go to Fox 6. Never had a chance to go to 30 through 40.
Okay.
Yep. So, you know me. I was always, I was working at the other two stations. I love to battle, man.
Yeah.
I'm a fighter.
Brian no longer with us, by the way.
Passed away.
For a further update there, unfortunately.
I mean, how much did the Frosty have to do with it?
I have no idea.
I mean, when I was in my 20s, he had to be late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah.
And I'm not in my 20s anymore, physically.
Yeah. The Bushwhacker's basically alcoholic Frosty.
Yep.
I think so.
Yeah, they're that's why they're so good.
Speaking of which, mullet toss down at Floribama this week, and... little guy named Kalen DeBoer going to get a little experience of that down on the coast before a Yay Alabama event. He's going to actually throw the mullet. They throw from Florida into Alabama, don't they?
Oh, I don't know. I've never been to the mullet toss.
I don't know if that's the case.
They do throw it across the state line.
Do they really? Okay. Yeah.
Our friend Steve Powers reached out that PETA is trying to get them to throw fake fish.
That's right. They're protesting the use of actual mullet.
Yeah. Well, do they realize the fish are dead yet?
I think that's their issue.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but don't they grill the fish up for the homeless? That's what I would say. Oh, no, when we're done.
Yeah, after it rolls on the sand.
Yeah, we fillet them and grill them up for the homeless.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting sight. And you know me, Jimmy FOMO, I may end up at the Floribama on Saturday. Just to see the 40th annual mullet toss. All right, when we come back, a lot more going on, but it was fun to see a little, hey, Coach, it felt like football season last night in Tuscaloosa. 124 days. Is that countdown right? Will somebody check? Lunsford's Beautiful Mind, will he check me on how many days until week zero?
It's pretty simple. There's a website. How many day? What day do you want?
Week zero.
Well, that is not a day. That is a week.
I think that's August 24th.
August 24th?
Yeah, of 2024.
Okay.
124 days, I think. I've got us at week zero. So it's not far away at all. SEC Media Days before that in Dallas. We're getting there pretty darn quick. Our show being brought to you by the great folks.
123.
Yep. Well, it's 123 in some hours, Brown.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So we wanted that Friday before to be zero, be one. The show being brought to you by our friends at the Regents Tradition. One of my favorite events every year, especially the Drummond Company Pro-Am on that Wednesday. So much fun. You'll get all the Alabama coaches we're talking about. Kalen DeBoer, Nick Saban will be there. Nate Oates will be there. You'll get the man, Hugh Freeze. Hugh may be the best golfer of all of them.
Probably so. He can play.
I'd like to see a Hugh. I mean, that would be good, good content. Hugh versus Nick, 18 holes, just match play.
I mean, it's not the worst idea in the world.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody's got some money and want to put that together, we will broadcast it on our platform.
Okay. Gene Hallman's supposed to be on the show tomorrow. Give him that idea.
Hugh versus Nick match play. Because Kalen told us he's not where he should be with his golf game as a former baseball player. May 8th through the 12th at the Greystone Golf and Country Club. Got that new tent on the 18th green. And there's also more information you can get by going to regentstradition.com, regentstradition.com. And don't forget, we'll be right there at the, right there off of the number 10 fairway. Not really a fairway, it's a par three, but I guess you call it a fairway, right by the green. And we'll be right there in the White Claw tent, broadcasting live during the Pro-Am. And then Steve Stricker will try to win again. All the great pros in town again for the Regions Tradition. RegionsTradition.com. Get your tickets, get the plan, and enjoy the weekend, May 8th through the 12th, out at Greystone. When we come back, more sports going on. This is The Next Round.
Everything Alabama, all the time. Subscribe and set alerts at Roll Tide Pods on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And in New Balance Birmingham, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Birmingham on Highway 280, right next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham, we got now.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gym by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amherst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by Amherst, is back May 12th through 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. It is Bama's biggest in-water boat show with more than 100 boats and vehicles on display, vendors and food trucks, live music all weekend long, and it is free public admission. Don't forget the Friday night fireworks show, free Velcro Pygmies concert Saturday, free mimosas for Mom on Mother's Day Sunday. LoganMartinLakeFest.com for more info. It's the annual Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by Amherst, May 12th through 14th, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Urology Centers of Alabama. Compassionate and comprehensive urological care with 35 physicians, 17 locations across Alabama. Their patient-centered approach to all of your urological needs. Remember, they've got that new men's health center. It is beautiful, helping men with a wide range of sensitive male issues in a comfortable environment. You can always go online, visit urologycentersalabama.com, schedule an appointment with one of their many urologists today.
Back with you on the next round. Boy, some of you in the chat room are acting like 124 days is a long time. That doesn't, I mean, maybe it's because I've just gone through 4 weeks of the NCAA tournament in Talladega weekend, but you know, I'm ready for a little summer. You know, I've already, our schedule is full, at least for us work-wise up here.
As much as the fall, by far my favorite season, but I really enjoy the summer being able to hang out with the kids at the pool.
You want me to put it in perspective for everyone in the chat room?
Are you going to do Doug Layton?
I am not going to do Doug Layton. That's 90 days out.
Well, if you only pull a month away from that.
I know. Away from Doug Layton.
Yeah. They do those four-month loans.
It's been 120 days since Christmas. So basically, in the span of time you have gone since Christmas, that's how long you have to wait to get to football season now.
Yeah.
That seems like kind of a long time ago, though.
Does it really?
A little bit.
We've packed a lot in there. That's why.
And I'm just telling you guys, as you get older.
Here we go.
Time flies.
Oh, it does.
Like it. I could tell you more,
Grandpa.
I could tell you. Y'all pull up that stump over there and let me tell you a story. I could tell you everywhere we ate out in Pasadena. I can still tell you places we went in 2010 covering the BCS National Championship.
Right, so your memory's sharp.
Yeah, for some things. For some things.
Did your uncle get eaten by cannibals? I know we don't delve into politics much, but when you see the White House have to correct a story, actually the president's uncle is not eaten by cannibals. He died in a plane crash.
Wow.
I mean, that's one I've never seen in my life. That's a weird, you gotta admit, that was a weird correction. I saw the story, White House clarifies President Biden's uncle not eaten by cannibals, and I was like,
was this yesterday?
It was last week.
Cat Williams.
He got tied up in a story there.
Okay. Cat Williams is a really funny comedian. He has a bit, not to get political, this is neither side.
Yeah.
It's just good comedy. He was like, who raised y'all? Y'all are making fun of Joe's age. He's, you're the one that gave Pawpaw the job. just really good.
Cat Williams. He's funny.
He's funny.
I'll tell you who else I like is Bill Burr. You like Bill Burr's comedy rock star?
Bill Burr's awesome.
His comedy is hilarious.
He has his own show. He's one of those guys that he doesn't want to sit around. He's like, I don't want to sit around. I've learned how to cook. I'm learning how to fly a helicopter. He's one of those guys like, I don't sit. I watch sports. He loves sports. But then other than that, he's like, I got to be doing something. I want to learn. It's just a crazy.
Bill Burr's weird.
We've actually had him in studios a long time ago. Yeah. And obviously Breaking Bad. I came across, because I was watching Rich Eisen, because I'm the only person that ever watches Roku. And he had on a comedian, Neil Brennan.
Neil Brennan's great, too.
Yeah, and I didn't know anything about Neil Brennan. I watched his latest stand-up on Netflix. Yeah. Hilarious.
Why are you on Roku? I mean, I don't understand.
No, why do you think you're the only person that watches Roku?
No, what happens is, in my workout room, I have got a Roku. And so I normally go to YouTube TV, but sometimes it will sign me out. You know, I don't know how to sign again.
Yes.
So if it signs me out, I'll just go to what my options are at Roku, and it's normally Rich Eisen from the day before because it's in the morning. Yeah. Mm. But I've seen some good stuff.
I think Rich
does a good job.
I think he's a pretty good interviewer, and because he's in L.A.
Well, they talk more entertainment than sports.
Well, and that's one reason. Yeah. He's in L.A., so he gets a lot of entertainment guests.
I'm a big fan of Rich. Always was. I liked him on he followed up. Was it he and Stewart for a while?
Stewart Scott, yeah.
Yeah, that was the team back when SportsCenter was relevant. They had important teammates.
Yeah, I saw Rich Eisen at the Rose Bowl, decked out head to toe in Michigan gear. Like, I don't think he's a fake Michigan fan. Like, no. He was head to toe, hey, like looked like any other fan out
Chris
there.
Jenkins Jr. on the other day and telling him, you know, how much he appreciates what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell he's a huge Michigan guy.
Yeah. The show being brought to you by another U of M, the University of Montevallo. Hashtag Motown. It's my school, Montevallo. You can be a part of the future there at Montevallo. Your son or daughter, you're starting to look for a school, want to stay local maybe, or maybe you're out of state watching us right now and looking for an affordable place for your son or daughter to spend 4 or 5 years. Make it this beautiful institution you see on our video platform right now, the University of Montevallo, montevallo.edu. So many things to offer there, including great academic sororities and fraternities. The campus is beautiful. And they've also got 23 NCAA Division II scholarship sports, fully funded. Just a great place to continue your athletic career and so much more. It is Montevallo, the University of Montevallo, montevallo.edu, montevallo.edu. Okay, Clay Travis at the top of the hour. We'll get back to sports in a second, run through the portal news and talk a little NFL draft coming up a little bit later on. The Braves won last night, 3-0. Did EG make it over to the game?
I have no idea. She's here right now, so that's a heck of a dedication.
It'd be a hard no. I tell you, Travis d'Arnaud, who did he leave for a second and ended up coming back to the roster or whatever? But when he hit his home run last night, that was his fifth home run in 8 at bats.
That's pretty hot.
That's a heater. 3-0. They beat Florida. More great starting pitching. Bryce Elder. Went deep with no runs allowed there. Florida and Atlanta again tonight, 6:20 over at Truist there in baseball. Craziest thing in baseball yesterday was Aaron Boone getting ejected. There's nobody at the game. It's a day game on a Monday getaway game, Oakland and the Yankees. Nobody's there. It's the top of the first inning. And there was some question of whether a hit batsman had swung or not. So Aaron Boone had said some things, just questioning the call. And the grumpy, angry umpire behind the plate had told him, "No more, Aaron." And you can hear it's like everyone's on the microphone because there's nobody in the stands.
It's very clear.
"No more out of you. No more out of you." And the umpire turns back, and a fan right above the dugout screams at the umpire.
And there's video evidence of this. Like, it is abundantly clear. They're showing Aaron Boone. He doesn't say a word, and you can hear the fan scream.
That's right. And then later on, there's video of the fan actually screaming.
That's right, yeah.
But it's obvious Aaron Boone's lips don't move, and he's not a ventriloquist.
Yes.
And the big grumpy umpire turns and says, "You're out, Aaron." And Aaron said, "I didn't say anything." And he says, "I don't care. You're out anyway."
That's right. I'm tired of being here, too.
So I always think, that's one step closer to us getting to computers.
Oh, we need computer umpires. Yeah. We need robot umpires. It's beyond time for that. But the crazy thing is, I think Hunter Wendelstedt is the umpire, right? Harry's kid, right? And he gave a post-game statement and never backed down. Like, there is video. All you got to do is go watch the video. It is abundantly clear that Aaron Boone says, okay. And then he's looking out into the field.
That's right.
You hear the guy yell, Aaron's mouth is not moving.
Wendelstedt, though, you got to give him credit. He's sticking to it.
Oh, he's sticking to his guns. He's like, hey.
You don't stick to it.
Basically, Wendelstedt, it's a long statement. I don't want to sit here and read it. But basically what he says is, "I've been an umpire a long time. I've never confused a fan for a manager and thrown a fan out or thrown a manager out because of what a fan yelled." That's essentially what he said in his statement. And you're like,
until today,
well, what he should have added. Hunter, if you'll go watch the video, you just did it.
But until this today. Is his second ejection of the year, 35 ejections since 2018, most in the majors.
Aaron Boone or Hunter Wendelstedt?
Boone.
Oh,
yeah.
Boone?
Well, he knows how to get thrown out of the game.
He does.
Yeah.
But
this wasn't one of them.
He didn't deserve it there.
Yeah.
But I do think balls and strikes have gotten awful. Like this Angel Hernandez cat that is still, like, I don't know how old he is. But, I mean, this dude's been calling baseball a long time. I could call balls and strikes better than him, and I've never done it in my life. Like, and the union just protects this guy, and they cannot fire him, even though there's overwhelming video evidence that this guy is awful at his job.
Yeah.
If any of us were that bad at our job, we would not have this job.
And you guys always tell me that we should have full-time SEC referees.
I agree, yes.
Yeah. I mean, just because it's a massive business,
and I know what you're about to say.
Okay,
we're asking the full-time SEC referees to do one game a week. Angel Hernandez is doing how many a week?
Yeah, I'm just saying, but when you have a full-time job, they will become union. And when they become union or tenured or whatever, doesn't mean you get better quality. Okay, good referees are good referees, bad referees are bad referees. And when you have this situation, you end up with an Angel Hernandez, you're not going to be able to get rid of him. Or are you going to have grumpy old guy who knows he's not going to get fired? He can throw a guy out for not moving his lips.
Well, I would hope the association realizes how bad somebody would be.
Yeah. Well, they've had a couple of decades to get Angel Hernandez right in Major League Baseball, and they haven't done
but,
that.
But, I mean,
they've reprimanded officials in the NFL.
Explain to me how the NFL has a referees union, which they do, and guys get fired all the time there.
Yeah.
I don't know if the NFL is just more powerful than Major League Baseball. I assume it is. But every single season, there's like, all right, here are the NFL officials that are not coming back.
Yeah.
Because I think they probably agree to, like, if I get downgraded so much, I lose my job. I mean, that's just part of the negotiation. Clearly not Major League Baseball, because that guy's awful.
Yeah. All right. So a little baseball news there for you. Clay Travis coming up. LT will tell us why he does not like a chance to go back and watch Arrested Development. I finished The Gentleman last night, or Gentleman. Is it The Gentleman?
The Gentleman.
The Gentleman. I didn't watch a lot of it. I didn't binge it. I think I actually started it before you did, and then slowly watched it when I had the right time to really get into it. But episode 6 was so good, I went on and watched 7 and 8 last night. And 8 wasn't fantastic, but it was a good ending. Good ending.
I thought the whole thing was great. I'm in the minority. I thought it was much better than the film.
Yeah, I never saw the film. Love the comedy aspect of it all. There were some really funny parts to it there. So it's set up for another season, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So looking forward to that. Why did you not like Arrested Development?
It didn't hit with me. I don't know. I just didn't think it was funny. I thought it was kind of hokey, actually.
Brownie?
Oh, I mean.
Volley back?
Oh, I'm not going to argue with him. I mean, Lance likes what he likes. I like what I like. Yeah. I thought it's hilarious.
I mean, I wanted to like it.
I mean, the first 3 episodes, I lost count of how many times I laughed out loud. Yeah. Jason Bateman is fantastic, and it's such a quirky cast of characters that are all, not all of them, but a lot of actors that I like, or a lot of people that I like.
Yeah, I tell you how I kind of fell into it last night. We talked about it on the show, but the kids came over, and Leighton was flipping around, and we ended up on Schitt's Creek. And so we watched the first 3 episodes of those, because those are like 20 minutes, just getting ready for dinner. And those were laugh out loud. And I was like,
that show is funnier.
Such a good show. And then I was like, hey, you want to start Arrested Development tonight? So we started it about 8 o'clock last night, watched one full episode, and I was like,
you haven't gotten to Scott Baio being a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. Bob. La blah, yeah, and he has a blog. Bob la blah blog blog.
But he's not to that part yet.
He didn't get there.
He didn't get there.
Henry Winkler as the attorney. It's awesome, man.
I mean, the first episode, the guy thinks he's supposed to dress as a pirate. It ends up getting on the rogue bus.
Now that was funny when he got on, and then
it's hilarious.
Just, and then David Cross, I mean, crying in the shower, I thought was stupid.
He's never nude.
I can't get over Jason Bateman. How much his teeth have changed from now to Ozark?
I think you're saying why Lance can't
like the mom was not funny at all. Like, she needs to be completely wiped out.
But that show was popular in the early 2000s?
2004, something like that.
Yeah, probably. It was network TV, wasn't it?
I think it was FX, wasn't it?
Somehow they got Ron Howard to narrate it.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah, pretty big deal. All right, Clay Travis is next. This is The Next Round.